last year I had an uncle and an aunt that they came. They came there and to our reunion. And we have this reunion and we cook over there. We have a barbecue. Last year we had barbecued pork. Well, that's the way it used to do. Years and years ago, you kill the hog. Of course, we buy it. We buy this here pork, and this brother of mine, he's good at barbecuing, and he puts on the barbecue and gets it all fixed. And we have what we call swamp cabbage or hammock cabbage. It's these, and since I got grown now, that's all I ever knew it when I was a boy. Coming along, we used to eat it, and they called it hammock cabbage, or swamp cabbage. And now then they call them sable palms. You know these palm trees? Did you ever see somebody could eat them? Did you know you could eat them?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you cook them, and you take them, and you cook them, and you cook them with a piece of bacon, or white bacon. And I've eaten them all my life. I don't ever remember when I didn't eat them. And the fact is, a lot of people that just about lived on them in times was hard. You take that's the reason you couldn't starve a if you didn't give a person here that was raised like, well, say for instance us, if you didn't give us a dime, you couldn't starve us to death. Not if we stayed here in Florida, because of things like that we know about. And you can take your axe and go out there and cut your hammock cabbage and cook it, and it's delicious. And he cooks a big pot of that. Well, last year he cooked 18 of those palms. He cut them and fixed them, and he had 18 in the pot.
What are you cooking?
Yeah, he got a great big pot. I guess it hold about 3 gallons, at least 3 gallons. And everybody has all they want, and that swamp cabbage. And we make a pone of cornbread. Corn pone, and that goes.
What's something like
a corn digger? No, it's just a corn. What we call a corn pone is just you just call it a pan of cornbread. You probably that's what you'd call it, but all the old timers way back they'd say
a corn pone is made into kind of like a loaf of bread.
Yeah,
it's not as thick.
It's
about that thick. Sometimes you have a pan and it has a section to make
this. No, that's corn sticks.
That's corn sticks.
Yeah,
but it's made just like that, only it's in, you divide it. You have a pan and you divide it. And they're supposed to be about that wide.
What you do, you cook and then you just take a knife and cut it up, you see, and block.
Like big old squares.
Mm-hmm. And put butter on that and that's delicious. And that's baked. You bake it in your oven, and then they have way back the old people used to take it in a frying pan and bake it on top of a stove or what we had a Dutch oven at home, and if you want to bake it on the outside in an open fire, well, this Dutch oven will bake biscuits or anything just like your oven in your house if you know how to handle it and know how to use it. And we did have a Dutch oven there, and you bake on top of your stove and bake what you call a hoe cake. And it's made out of flour, just like you were making it up, getting ready to make biscuits, and then you pat it out, and it'll be about that big around, and you bake it right on top of your stove instead of putting it in the oven.
Or
yeah, you could make a.
And my mother used to do that. Now I've never done that, but I know how it's done. Now I've tried what he's talking about, the bread on top of the stove, like for biscuit. Instead of making biscuit, I thought that would be easier. And I always burned mine, and I couldn't get it done in the middle.